Well, good Thursday morning, everybody. How you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, and your independent what clergy here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Welcome, everybody. Hope you all are doing well. It's a very cool, crisp, beautiful day out here at Faith Studio One early this morning in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. I want to remind you, not sure if we're going to be doing a spotlight Saturday. We may not. I'll figure that out as it gets later through the week. Working on trying to get this live cast going here with some people that I'm trying to get incorporated in on our live cast, and I'll keep you guys updated on that as well. It's been a busy week. Let's not forget that our moms this weekend upcoming, okay? If you haven't got mom anything for Mother's Day, now's the time to get ready to get it before it gets too busy. And just the little simple things you do, mom will never forget. So just remember that. Also, I want to remind you, if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, guys, feel free, email me anytime. morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, up here at the iHeartRadio studio, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. The more the merrier. I would greatly, greatly appreciate that. Okay, well, let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today. What do you say? All right, I've got Deacon Paul Brown. He's here. Yes, indeed. Just the deacon today. Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas will be joining me. Also got a great Bible devotion I'm going to read to you here in a little bit. It's called Prayer Releases God's Power. Again, Prayer Releases God's Power. Going to play some great Christian music, as always. And going to talk a little bit about my angel encounter and just a little bit of biblical teaching on what does the Bible really tell us about angels. I'm going back to my biblical archives. I've taught on this before, but I'm going to get a little bit more in-depth about it with you guys. So we're going to talk a little bit about it, plus I'm going to tell you about my angel encounters. I have two of them. I've talked about them in the past, and I want you guys to kind of know about them. So get coffeeed up this morning. What do you say? You jumping jack ready? You better be. Got the jazz music going on Dr. Funk. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait a minute. I don't see any hand clapping, jumping jacking. All right, let's get spirit-filled on this. Let's get going. You ready? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. On a Thursday, May the 6th, 2021. All right, and our Bible devotion today, friends, is about how prayer releases God's power. The book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, and verse 17, scripture simply says, pray without ceasing. Let me ask you guys a question. How many times have you ever heard someone say, all I can do is pray? All I can do is pray. Well, you might as well say that to a starving man. All I can do is offer you food. Or to a sick person. All I can do is give you medicine and that will make you well. Or to a poor child. All I can do is buy you a toy. We've all been there, haven't we, parents, when our kids were younger? You most want it for your birthday. Well, prayer unlocks the doors to heaven and it releases the power of God. In fact, you go to James chapter 4, verse 2. Scripture simply says, you do not have the have because you do not ask. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Find that in the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. And we are to let God know that not only are we to have our needs, but also have our needs to others. So often pray and focus only on ourselves, but God wants to use us through our prayers to touch lives and other people as well. For whom should you be praying this for on this day? Just remember that. Pray without ceasing. Amen. Amen. All right, stand by. We got him here. the deacon, the deke, one and only. Intro music coming right up. Played it a little longer today. Let's give a cheer and a hand clap. Oh yeah, what else are we talking about? Some Morning Crow. Goodness gracious, he needs some Morning Crow. Let's give him a laugh. He's hilarious. All right, whistle at him. Yep, drum roll. Fanfare countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, well, I cut off the one there. Sorry, folks. Let's introduce here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, fan favorite, your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church. Yes, he is here today in Tyler, Texas, but he's in Fort Worth, Texas right now. How are you, my friend?
See, I'm doing just fine. Now, where's Coach Stanley at?
Well, Coach Stan could not make it today. He's very busy. He's obligated because he is out of town. The Yogi Berras are up there in Boston. They're getting ready to play the Red Sox. So he ain't got enough time to make it down here. He don't have enough time to phone in to Face Studio 1 this morning. So we'll catch him another time.
Well, I understand how busy Coach Stanley is. Or Coach Stan, we should say. And that's okay, because that happens, but at least it's just me and you for a change in this EA.
That's right. Just me and you, we are here, and we are talking today on a Thursday morning, a cool, crisp Thursday morning here in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. I mean, it's just beautiful outside.
See, this is the day the Lord has made, and let's be glad of it.
That's right. Amen, my friend. Amen. So what have you been up to?
Well, I'm getting ready for Mother's Day. You know, Miss Mildred told me the other day, said, honey, do you think maybe you could take me out to the Coach store over in Dallas?
Oh, you went to the Coach store in Dallas? I didn't even know they were still there.
Yeah, they're over there at North Park Mall in Dallas, Texas. And I went over there and I bought a little Coach bag for Mother's Day a little early.
Just a few days early, Deacon?
Just a few days early there, C.A. She deserves it, you know. We have those three boys. I never had a daughter, but we have three boys. And they really enjoy it. They're three strapping boys. And, of course, you know, honey always has to get something for Mother's Day for Mommy. You know what I mean?
I understand those days. Yes, indeed. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. I am glad that you were able to get her a purse, a Coach bag. You know, coaches are nice. I used to sell coaches. If we're talking, might as well talk a little bit briefly about coaches. I used to work at a luggage store that we sold Coach bag, and during Mother's Day and during Christmas, those were prime times, and Valentine's Day. So it was Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, and Christmas were the days that the women would come in and they would want a coach bag. Or if we didn't have a coach handbag, they'd come in and they'd say, hey, you know, we know y'all sell luggage. We know you got some coach bags. Do you happen to have this particular one? Well, this particular one back in the 90s was the one with the handle on it that looked kind of like the attaché. Now, Coach does make attachés for men and women, unisex, which is really nice. One thing, if you do have a coach bag.
Yeah? Now tell me, because I got to be sure to tell Miss Mildred.
Okay. Don't put saddle soap on it. You put saddle soap on it, it ruins the leather. With Coach, what you got to do, and ladies, keep this in mind on your coach bags if they haven't already told you, because you're talking to the old expert back in my young years. What you got to do is get a rag and just kind of wipe it, hot rag, and go across the leather. Same with your Hartman bags, too, Hartman briefs and stuff. You get a hot rag, hot towel, and just wipe that belting leather, and it darkens, it ages, and that's the cool thing about leather. And what it is when you put the water on the rag, what it's doing is it's bringing the oil up to the surface and bringing it up. Now, you put saddle soap on it, you're going to have yourself in a mess, and you'll ruin your handbag. So don't ever let anybody tell you to put saddle soap on a coach handbag.
There you go. Now you're talking to the expert. What about 30-something years ago?
That's right. And it hasn't changed. Google it up and you'll see. Okay?
Yeah, I know, CA. I'll be sure to tell Miss Mildred. Because she was wanting to get some saddle soap. And I told her, I said, honey, I don't think we need to go get any saddle soap. Because I think that, we just do it. I'll ask CA when I got up here. But you already answered my question.
That's right. There you go. Asking the old young expert back in the day. Now you're making me feel old.
CA, you know, I always make you feel young.
That's right. That's right. All right. So we talked a little bit about Mother's Day. Let's talk a little bit. And I'm going to be discussing a little bit in biblical archives about angels and about angel encounters. Deacon, have you ever had an angel encounter?
I have. I got one I want to share with you. And that was a situation to where I one time was walking and I stepped on a roofing nail. And this guy came up to me. I didn't even know him from Adam. He said, Deke. He called me Deke back in. I guess that's what everybody likes to call me. Instead of calling me Mr. Brown, he called me Deke. Oh, okay. He said, Deke. He said, I had a funny feeling. Did you just walk by and step on the roof of his nail? You look like you're a little bit in pain. And I said, how'd you know that? He said, my name's Charlie. I said, hello, Charlie. Almost like that Security Sam friend. You know, Charlie, you know I'm talking about this, EA.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Charlie said, let me pray for you there, brother. Do you need a lift to go to the ER or what would be called, CA? What do they call those places? I have no idea.
The 24-hour emergency centers for light emergencies?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and anyway, so I said, no, I'll get Miss Mildred. No sooner did I turn my back, he was gone. He told me he was praying for me, he's gone. So yeah, I believe it was an angel encounter, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly. Well, gee whiz. Well, I got something I'm going to share here in a little bit. On the air, and before we get into our biblical study, but first we got a couple of songs we're going to play. And I got one with the new Mercy Me song. Did you get a chance, by the way, before I let you go, did you get a chance to hear the new Mercy Me album in full that I played?
I sure did, and that was a great podcast show, CA. I tell you what, the reviews have been great from the people that have listened to it, and they told me they love it, and they love me, they love Coach Stanley, or Coach Stan, I should say, I'll be nice. And Bus Captain Bill, I think Producer Dave's kind of winning out a little bit.
Yeah, Producer Dave, he ain't on as much anymore. He's been staying busy. But yeah, the Mercy Me was a really big hit. The song is really nice. And we're going to be playing one of those here in just a second.
Well, see, hey, before I let you play it, I just want to everybody have a great Mother's Day, all them mothers out there, and know you are loved. Because, see, Deacon didn't forget about his wife. In fact, he gave her a present early.
There you go. And yes, indeed, we want all the moms to have a wonderful Mother's Day. All right, we're going to play this. And
okay, you go ahead and play it. Bye, ladies. Bye, friends.
Bye, Deacon. All right, A Little Love is What Is It with Gary LaVox on with Mercy Me, the new album.
Got a head full of headlines, a heart full of doubt.
Okay, well, today on a Thursday morning, we are going to go back to my biblical archives, and we're going to talk about what does the Bible really tell us about angels. Now, before I get started into that, I want to share a couple of things, but I want to go back way, 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 way back. People have asked me, CA, does angels exist? Yes. Are there angels in heaven? If you don't know already, and whether you're Christian, and even the non-Christian should know this, that want to know about Jesus Christ. Yes, there are angels in heaven. Now, let's go back way, 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 way back. Lucifer used to be a archive high up angel. He wanted to be better than God. You can only have one God. We only serve one God, our Creator. So what did God do? God gave Lucifer the boot. He kicked him out of heaven. And that's how come he's running around earth just because he wants to stir up havoc and stuff. Now, there were some angels that turned against God, which I don't understand why people would even want to turn against God. But they turned against God. They got booted out of heaven. And they're what I call demon angels. Demon angels, I've had people ask me, CA, can you see demon angels? Well, let's just say you can see a demon in a person. Can a demon come in a person? Yes. Can it be casted out? Yes. I've shared that with a couple of people, in fact, yesterday, day before yesterday, I should say. God gives us the power and the ability, even back in biblical times. But yes, there are angels up in heaven. And in the spiritual realm, we cannot see them. We cannot see our guardian angel going against the demon angel, Lucifer, or let's just say Satan's angel, demon angel, I should say, battling up against each other. So that's just some food for thought I wanted to share with you guys. So yes, to answer people's questions that have emailed me, yes, there are angels. And can angels come in a human form? Yes, and I'm going to share a couple of examples with you. My first angel encounter for me personally, my dad's had angel encounters, but my first angel encounter that happened to me when I was what was then called young adults. I was not married. I was 20. And I had bought a brand new Geo Storm. It was in my 20s. It was a 1990 model. It was a black two-door GMC. I loved it. And I was on a freeway in Fort Worth, and this guy had hit and run me. He hit me. He kept hitting me a couple of times. We never could find him. When he hit me, I accelerated, and I ran into this Winnebago, which ran into this Jeep, which had this little baby and husband, wife, and baby in the car. When it hit, this is what happened, because I had a bag of chips in the back of my car. I had a bag of Doritos and Cheetos, and I was going to go to a young adult function at a church. When impact happened, it happened in slow-mo to me, and this is a true fact, and I wanted to share this because I've shared about my angel encounters, and I will continue to, especially when I guest speak at different churches. When it hit me on impact, a lot of the car was made out of aluminum, believe it or not. The airbag at the time had gunpowder in it. It opened up, but as it opened up, there were two angels. I can tell you the truth. There were two angels that had swooped through the window. One was a man and one was a woman, young. They looked like they were just like biblical in their 30s, just like the Bible says. They swooped down, and one of them took her hand, and she hit the pedal. The other one took the steering wheel, was steering it, and got my hand out of it. And somehow or another, it just like slow-mo. It was all in slow-mo. And the battery flew up, and then I remember the angel man protecting his hand. He had his two hands crisscross, and the battery just like flew up in the air. And I was compacted in to where almost the jaws of life was going to have to come and get me out. And I thought I was dead. I thought I was already going to go straight up to heaven because I'm a believer. I believe in Jesus Christ. But God saved my life. That was one of the most angel encounters I've ever, I mean, I can't even explain it. And I feel the presence of the Lord telling me. Right now, this morning here at Faith Studio One, you know, he's saying, CA, have a purpose for your living. And I know he did. And I remember getting out of my car and I was in a lot of pain. And back then it took the police 45 minutes to get to. It took an ambulance, believe it or not, an hour. And the freeway was just at a standstill. I got out of the car and I went to the Winnebago, which I knew was okay. They were okay. Then I went to the other one, had a little baby, and, you know, they said, oh yeah, we're fine. Our son's okay. The baby was only like maybe about 2 years old. And they said, are you okay? I said, yes, yes. Do you need an ambulance? I said, yeah, you may want to call one. I didn't have to go into an ambulance, but they did call one for me. I ended up spitting out to see if I was spitting out blood or anything, eternally bleeding. But God saved my life. He had two angels come down and swoop down and protect me. And I'm very thankful for that. And I can witness to that. And I can answer those y'all's questions on that. Yes, angels are for real. And God has a purpose for them. Another situation I wanted to share with you that had happened to me was back in the day when I was working in self-storage. And I was having a bad situation, a personal situation. And I remember this, it was about an hour before I got ready to close shop up in downtown Fort Worth. And it was in downtown Fort Worth. It was a new storage facility at the time back in, let's take it back to 1999 before the tornado hit in downtown. When I got down there, I remember the last hour, this bus comes rolling up. And we had cameras all around the building that were active and running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But I remember the bus rolling up and it says, Jesus is Lord. Three people got out of that bus. A woman wearing white, I kid you not, white dress, golden angel blonde hair. I've never in my life, my daughter has blonde hair. But and her hair is curly, but I've never in my life ever seen golden blonde hair like I've seen on this particular lady. And two guys wearing white suits, I kid you not, with white turtleneck and white pants and black shoes. They were like bodyguards. They come walking up and they were kind of quiet. And they were built rather decent. And she came up and she goes, hi, how are you? Very nicely, very calmly. She had beautiful blue eyes. I've got blue eyes, but she had these angel eyes. And she was kind of medium weight. And I said, I'm hanging in there. She goes, I know all about you. I said, you do? She goes, your name's CA. I said, how'd you know that? She pointed up in the air. She said, he had sent me. I thought, oh my word, who is this lady? Who is she? I looked on her rings and she had a J. She had E. S-U-S on her rings, Jesus. And she had crosses and stuff. Every finger had a spiritual or religious symbol on it. She wanted to see a 10 by 10, which was a four-story high-rise, looked like a United Artists movie theater. And I took her out there, and we went up the elevator, we looked, and we talked. And she goes, you know, I'm not really here to look at the unit, I'm just here to tell you everything's going to be okay. And he knows your situation. You're going to pull through. And I said, well, can I at least get your name and number? She goes, well, I'd rather not give it to you. Because, yes, when we went back, got back downstairs after our shelter. And I said, okay. So they got in the bus. I turned my back to file some stuff, paperwork. Because I did a lot of administration work, too. And as soon as I turned back around, the bus was gone. I went back to the audio, the VHS back then, back in the day, because they didn't have DVR. It was a VHS audio tape. And I rewind it back, and I couldn't find it. And again, the question is do angels exist? Yes. Can they come in a human fashion? Yes. Scripture tells us. So that's just a couple of things I know I probably rambled on. I wanted to tell you all. I've had people ask me. So let's go back and just talk briefly. What does the Bible really tell us about angels? Okay. Well, what is an angel? An angel is a sensational or heavenly being who is commissioned to execute the will and the plan of God. The word for angel in the Hebrew and Greek can actually be translated as messenger. Just like this lady was a messenger when she talked to me. When we most often think about angels, we are also thinking of those messengers of God. In fact, the Bible, friends, talks about fallen angels. And we talked about them, and there are fallen angels who fell with Satan when he rebelled against God, like I was talking about earlier. Jesus makes mention of the fallen angels in the book of Matthew when we're talking about hell. In fact, if you want to notate this on angels, feel free to circle it or write it on your notes. The book of Matthew chapter 25 and verse 41, scripture says, "Then he say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed into the eternal fire, prepare for the devil and his angels." You see, friends, in this scripture, fallen angels are also referred to as demons, just like there are good and evil, sin and righteousness. There are angels who serve God's purpose on one side, and there are angels who serve Satan's purpose on the other side, like I was talking, which is considered the fallen angels. That does set the stage for the what spiritual warfare that we as Christians have to engage in and that we do. Second point I want to make is that people have asked me is how do angels interact with humans? Well, when I talk about angels interacting with humans, just to be clear, I am referencing to the angels who serve God's purpose. Yes, there are interactions with human and fallen angels or demons, but they're not focused here. Many times in the Bible, when angels engaged with humans, they were delivering messages, friends, sent from heaven, but that's not all they did. Here are some examples, and you'll find these in Scripture. The angel of the Lord confronted Hagar. The angel of the Lord found Hagar near the spring in the desert. And if you go back biblically, it was a spring that was beside the road to Sarar. And he said to Hagar, slave of Sarar, he said, "Where did you come from and where are you going?" "I'm running away from my mistress, Sarar," she answered. Then the angel of the Lord told her, "Go back to your mistress and submit to her." The angel added, "I will increase your descendants so much that you will they will be too numerous to count." Of course, you can find that in the book of Genesis, chapter 16, verses 7 through 10. Another situation happened in Scripture is the angel of the Lord kept Abraham from sacrificing Isaac. But the angel of God called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham, here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on this boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God because you have not witnessed from me your son, your only son." And you go back to Genesis in the Old Testament, chapter 22, verses 11 and 12. Another angel situation that happened. These are just a few I want to point out. As angels announced many births, including Ismael, Isaac, Samson, and Jesus, along with others. You know, the angel of the Lord appeared to her and said, "You are barren and you're childless, but you are going to become pregnant and give birth to a son." That's back in Judges chapter 13 and verse 3. That was referring to Samson, by the way, in that scripture. Another thing is, friends, is that angels, they communicated God's word to prophets. But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah, to the Tishbite, go up and meet the messengers of King Sarah and ask them if it was because there is no God in Israel and that you are going off to consult Bazarab, the god of Ekron. Find that in the book of 2 Kings chapter 1 and verse 3. Another deal is an angel led Peter out of prison. We all know that the night before Herod was to bring to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, as we remember, and the sorority stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shined in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him. "Quick, get up," he said. The chains fell off Peter's wrists. Then the angel said to him, "Put on your clothes and sandals." So Peter did so. "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me," the angel told him that Peter followed him out of the prison, but he had not no idea that he was the angel and was really doing something happening through, he was seeing a vision. Of course, you can go back to Acts chapter 12, verses 6 and 9. That's a good example as well. Also, the angels provided protection. You go back to the book of Exodus, chapter 23 and verse 20. Scripture says, "See, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way to bring you to a place where I prepared." Another good scripture verse in the book of Psalms, chapter 91, verses 9 through 11. You want to make notes of these, feel free. If you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all ways. Another point I want to make on this too is that angels worship God around the throne. All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures as they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God. Remember when I had studied with you all, and you can go back to my podcast, the whole book of Revelations. Find that in the book of Revelations chapter 4 verse 11. As you can see, friends, they had various roles and duties, but ultimately, they do what God wants them to do. Now, what types of angels are mentioned? Well, we got the archival angel, okay, the archive angel. But even the archive angel Michael, when he was disrupting the devil about the body of Moses, did not himself dare to condemn him for slander, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." Find that in the book of Jude, chapter 1 and verse 9. Also, if you go to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 16, it says, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first." Then we got the Shebreen. If you go to the book of Genesis, back in Old Testament, chapter 3, verse 23 to 24, Scripture says, "So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which had been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed the east side of the Garden of Eden, chambering and flaming sword, flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life." Also, you can go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 37, verse 16. Scripture says, "Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, enthroned between the cherubim, you are alone our God over our kingdom of the earth. You have made heaven and earth." They got the Shebreen, which in the year of King Ahijah died, says, "I saw the Lord, high and exalted, seated on the throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were Shebreen, and with each six wings. With two wings they covered the faces, and two covered the feet, and two were flying. And they were calling to one another, 'Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of glory.'" Find that in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 and 3. Do angels have names? Well, for most parts, friends, angels remain anonymous in the Bible. They do. They are. They are like those behind the scenes of workers who operate without the need or the desire for glory or fanfare, yet they are necessary and effective in what they do. Most of the time, angels are referred to as either angel or an angel of the Lord. Only four angels are ever mentioned in the Bible: Michael, Gabriel, Lucifer, who's the devil, and Abraham, and Apollyon. Now, you can find that in the book of Revelations, and I've studied it with y'all before, Revelations chapter 9, verse 11. If you are new to the Bible, and these are for the new ones out there that are wanting to know about the Bible, Lucifer means the star of the morning, or the morning star, was Satan's name before he fell. Again, Lucifer, before he fell out of grace with God, he was the star of the morning, or the morning star. But he wanted to be God, and that just ain't going to happen. There's only one God, and he will pay the price. And he already has, and he's going to continue to pray it even more once this is all said and done. Do angels have free will? I've had people ask me that. There was a time when angels did have free will. Let me take you back to the Lucifer story again for a moment, when Lucifer attempted to ascend God's throne and was thrown out of heaven. Now, you're saying, C.A., where do you find these scriptures? I want you to make note and study back on this. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 to 17. Also go to Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 11 to 19. He brought them with one-third of the heaven's angels. And you can find that in the short verse of Revelation chapter 12, the whole scripture, in fact. Prior to the point of the rebellion, angels did have free will. And it was up to them to choose, either continue to follow the true and living God or align with Lucifer in an attempted coup. At that point, two-thirds of heaven angels made the choice, and the rest foolishly followed Lucifer, which is a very big mistake. Why anybody wants to, you know, I just got to stop here on my biblical notes. Why anybody wants to turn their back on God, it just amazes me. That's the way I've always thought. It's just crazy. He's a loving, caring God, and He loves us, and He cares about us, and He made each and every one of our personalities and who we are. So the moment the decision, of course, was sealed in the allegiance of each angel and was sealed with their eventual eternal destination, whether they realized it or not, it was at that moment that they were making an eternal decision. So that's the story. To give you guys kind of some answers and tell you about my angel encounters. If you have an angel encounter, guys, I'd sure love to hear about it. Email me up here at the studio, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. One day, maybe with your permission, I can, one day, not now, but maybe one day, I'd love to share it on the air with people as far as your angel encounters. Okay, well, we're going to close out with a song. And you know what? I don't want you to give up. This is one of our popular songs from Gold City. Enjoy. I'm not giving up. And don't you give up either. God's got you. He has a purpose for you in your life.
To that day.
Amen. Not giving up, and don't you give up either, okay? Well, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share two stories of angel encounters about you sending your angels to protect me and give me peace and comfort. And I thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for protecting me and many other listeners out there. We love you and we thank you for all you do. Hold us ever so tight on a Thursday. Let us have a great day as we get ready for our upcoming weekend, for we ask it in your heavenly name. And all God's people said, amen. Guys, I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. And I also want you to enjoy life. L-I-F-E, explanation point dot. This is CAA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Have a great Thursday. Be safe, everyone. Bye for now.